Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we continue to feature some Motown songs that were released by Motown artists, but another Motown artist made it a bigger hit. This half hour, we'll hear from Edward Starr, The Temptations, The Four Tops, Martha and the Vandellas, The Spinners, and Diana Ross. Well, first up, a Temptations great song from 1968 that Edward Starr recorded and released in 1971 called Cloud Nine. Well, nobody at Motown was going to outsing Edward Starr. Windows rattled and the heavens shook when this gentleman opened his mouth, especially when he passionately protested and sang a great song called War that we heard the original version from the Temptations the last half hour. Well, Edward was born Charles Edwin Hatcher on January 21, 1942 in Nashville, Tennessee. And the singer grew up in Cleveland and joined his first vocal group called the Future Tones in his early teens. He recalled, "We never recorded, but that was my own individual group that I had in Cleveland. That was from 1955 to 1960. Well, in 1962, he joined the Bill Doggett Combo as a vocalist. Well, Edward further recalled that Bob Doggett's manager, a guy by the name of Don Briggs, saw me perform with the Future Tones, and he liked very much what I was doing, and he asked me would I be interested in joining the Bill Doggett organization. And I said to him, yes, I would definitely, even though it was less money than I was actually making, but it was a lot more experience. So I got the chance to get my road experience by traveling with Bill for 2.5 years. Well, Edward's career took off when he went to a movie in New York City, and he happened to watch the movie called Agent 007, the James Bond movie. He watched it 2 or 3 times. Then he went back to his hotel room and was sitting there contemplating the idea of what the movie was all about and trying to figure out how to incorporate that theme into a song. Well, his first big hit was Agent 007. Well, here is Edward Starr, Cloud Nine, right here on Motown Memories.
I'd like to tell you a story about me and my family and the neighborhood in which I was raised. I chose to do this particular number because it describes my childhood to a T. You see, childhood part of my life wasn't very pretty. See, I was born and raised in the slums of the city. It was a one-room shack that slept in other children beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. Let me tell you about my papa. My father didn't know the meaning of work. He disrespected mama, oh yes he did. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud nine. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Do dang, 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 do dang, dang, fine. On here on cloud nine. Folks down there tell me, say,
give yourself a chance, son, don't let life pass you by.
But the world of reality is a rat race where only the strongest survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, that ain't no lie. It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night. And I'm doing fine, fine, fine up here on cloud nine. Let me tell you about cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
and Motown Mummy from the Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Their signature tune, perhaps, reaching number one from 1972. And we started with Edward Starr's version of Cloud Nine from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown songs that were cover versions from Motown artists that were great hits earlier on. Well, coming up, another great song originally recorded and made a big hit by Stevie Wonder, but this was the Four Tops coming up with For Once in My Life from 1968. Well, 43 years is a staggering span for any marriage to endure, let alone a musical institution involving twice that many members forced to navigate a stormy sea of shifting trends in music. Well, that's how long the Four Tops remained a bonded quartet, undergoing not a single personal change during that entire 43 years. If not for the June 20th, 1997 passing of Lawrence Payton, they would probably still be together. Well, the Four Tops were products of Detroit's North End. Lead singer Levi Stubbs and first tenor Abdul Duke Bakur sang together in a group while attending Pershing High School. Well, Payton would double as the Tops' harmony arranger, and baritone Obie Benson attended Northern High also. Well, Duke recalled in 1980 that, quote, "We were just getting ready to finish high school. At that time in our lives in Detroit, singing in groups was the thing to do, as well as playing sports. So everyone was singing in different groups at that particular time. We were at a party, and the four of us were just kind of like together. And they wanted to hear some singing, so knowing everyone, we didn't feel like it was a big thing. We just got together and sang a tune or two. I think it was Money Honey or something like that. It sounded pretty good the way we did it. Well, the feature was paved in that part. Well, here are the Four Tops for Once in My Life, right here on Motown Memories.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before. Someone warm like you would make all my dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once, I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. As long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone, someone who needs me. For once, I can say, no, you can't take it. As long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once I can feel that somebody's hurt somebody.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Whenever I'm with you,
great song by Martha Vandellas, Heat Wave, number 4 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1963. And we started with the Four Tops version of For Once in My Life, released in 1968, of course made a big hit by Stevie Wonder that same year. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we'll feature one more song that was a Motown hit by another Motown artist, but this song coming up was recorded by the Spinners in 1970. Well, sometimes, even groups boasting exceptional talent couldn't break through to Motown's first tier. The best songs went to the biggest acts, and even classy vocal quintets like the Spinners had to scramble for worthy material. When they did get hold of some, they took no prisoners, but they really had a tough time at the Motown record label and didn't make it big until they left. Well, tenors Bobby Smith, C.P. Spencer, and Billy Henderson, baritone Henry Farnborough, and bass Pelvis Jackson hailed from Ferndale on the outskirts of Detroit and Michigan, and they came together in 1955. They harmonized in gin joints and on local talent contests as the Domingos, prior to changing their name to the Spinners, in tribute to tenor Bobby Smith's shiny hubcaps on his car. Well, the Spinners never really got much respect at the Motown record label. They actually drove around the Temptations around Detroit, and people thought they were the Temptations drivers. They paid some serious dues. Well, here they are singing a great hit by David Ruffin, The Spinners, My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me, right here on Motown Memories.
So sweet, but now it's nothing, nothing without you, baby. My whole world is incomplete, 'cause, honey, I can't see you no more. That was all that you said, baby, but you just might as well have placed a gun to my head.
Yeah.
Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
Diana Ross with a number 9 tune in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1980, I'm Coming Out. And we started with The Spinners, the David Ruffin big hit, My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me. Well, we featured this hour some great Motown songs that were recorded by another Motown artist but didn't chart. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.